to preachers, but in Isaiah chapter 40, one of my favorite passages so far as shepherding and the concept of pastoring is concerned. The prophet Isaiah, he says in verse 11 of Isaiah 40, he talks about how God will feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Here is one of the most profound passages in regard of the role and the significance of shepherding the people of God. What I found throughout study and throughout Ephesians 4 and Acts chapter 20 and some of those passages we'll look at tonight for just a few moments is the idea of there are some qualities, there are some ingredients, there are some value, if you will, there are some blessings that really culminates when shepherds are at work. I know this morning we've talked and we've looked over the last several months with the idea of qualifications of shepherds. We've talked in a 5 o'clock class, we've preached sermons, and we've had a lot of activity. But we also, this particular quarter, has been talking about the idea of the state of the soul and that disciplined body. And so culminating all those together, we really see how God helps secure our soul, how God can help discipline our bodies by the role of shepherds walking among us. And so there are four things, the four thoughts that I just want to leave with you. It's kind of a jumping around, you know, I like expository type preaching, but tonight is really just kind of some thoughts, if you will, that I see four pretty consistent things when you begin to talk about shepherding. Number one, for the flock, I really see this aspect of security. When shepherds are in the vineyard, when shepherds are in the pasture, when shepherds are in the field, if you will, the sheep are going to be secure. They're going to be able to have that security that only shepherds can provide. Turn, if you will, to Acts chapter 20 and verse number 29. Our brother Paul, as he sent over to Miletus, to Ephesus and brought the shepherds over to Miletus there to meet him there and to discuss some of the things about shepherding the flock and the importance of the church there at Ephesus. In verse number 29, Paul says, watch from a security standpoint. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. So the value of having equipped shepherds, men that have been appointed, men that have been challenged, men have set themselves and desirous of the office, they're going to bring about a sense of security. Because sometimes even the dogs that the shepherds use can go mad. And these shepherds then are going to be there to make sure that flock is secure irregardless. Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 1, our brother Paul writes to the church there at Galatia, as we talked about this morning. Here's the danger that sheep are always in need of being secure. Why? Because Paul says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Paul is writing to a church that were firmly fixed in Christ, but their security was eroded because of false teaching coming in up from the mother church, if you will, there in Jerusalem. Security is extremely important. If you look at Ezekiel chapter 34, the idea of God through the prophet Ezekiel is challenging those shepherds, shepherds that were given to be security for Israel, to make sure Israel was protected and taken care of. Watch what he says in verse number 6 of Ezekiel chapter 34. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did seek after them. God is saying through the prophet Ezekiel that my sheep have been just kind of wandering around. vulnerable to all of the aggressors, to the opposition and all those kinds of things. And so the idea of the blessings of having effective shepherds is this idea of security for the flock to help us again with that state of the soul. But there's another thought. Not only is it about security, securing those sheep within that pastoral setting, but second thought I see consistently throughout when you talk about shepherding, and that is the idea of gaining or giving stability. Ephesians chapter 4, Sheldon preached on this morning, from the idea of this idea of us being tossed to and fro. One of the things that help with the stability in our lives, and shepherds provide this, is this idea of helping us to have stability in our lives. That's why these men will be trained, these men will be equipped before they are appointed, because we look to them for stability. In my marriage, I need to be able to look at theirs. In my walk, I need to be able to look at theirs. In the way I'm rearing my family, I need to be able to look at them. In my handling the toss and the turns of this life, these shepherds, just by their very presence, are going to provide stability. There's something about having an experienced pilot when you're on a flight and the plane begins to do all that kind of stuff. And sometimes they come and say, well, you know, my name is Pilot John Smith. And I've been flying through this particular stuff for about 30 years. Just sit back and relax. And I don't know if it's helped you, but at least you know that, you know. So the idea is that just having somebody that is secure. Somebody said, if I'm going to have major surgery, I want somebody walking in the room with a whole lot of white hair. Okay. That gives me stability just in seeing this person. I know now that there's a strong probability that things are going to be all right. Stability in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 5 again. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they are scattered. Stability is one of the blessings. So I say this not just for those men that are desirous of the office, but those of us who are the sheep under their oversight, is the idea that their role is going to be to help stabilize us as we make sure our soul is secure. Thirdly, it's about strengthening the flock. In Acts chapter 20, in verse number 32, our brother Paul talks to these men there at Ephesus, or the shepherds from Ephesus. In verse number 32, watch what our brother says. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Paul tells these shepherds that the idea of being strengthened and built up is not only what God does to us as shepherds, but also what we do, if you will, to those sheep under our oversight. The idea of being able to be strengthened. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 12, the Bible talks about how there can be some knees that are weak and trembling. But it's the shepherds, as they walk among the flock, we can look to them for strengthening, because no man is an island, and we need one another, if you will, to be strengthened. And the final thought on this one is in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse number 4. The writer says, the disease have not been strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty or rigor have you ruled them. And so again, from a shepherding perspective, these men are about strengthening the body, because they are God's gift to the body. And that's the idea for them to understand, but also those of us who are sheep, for us to appreciate as well, because God has given them to us as blessings and as value to us. And lastly, there's this idea, Patrick mentioned several times in his presentation this morning, and that is there is a scholastic aspect of shepherding. I don't know if you can read about shepherding and not walk away with this understanding of the teaching mechanism from shepherds. Watch what Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3:2. They must be apt to teach in the qualification. But also in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 20, Paul says to those shepherds, he said, look, you have seen me, I have taught house to house. So Paul mentions to them that I taught, if you will, from an example. And then in chapter 20, verse 28, Paul then tells them to feed the flock. So Paul says, I taught as an example to you, but also now you're commanded to feed the flock. So it's both an example as well as a command because of the role of teaching. It's extremely, extremely important. And finally, in Ezekiel chapter 34, the challenge by Ezekiel to these shepherds is to feed the flock. And so what do we see? We see the idea of a blessing for us. A job assignment by the shepherds is this idea of securing the flock, stabilizing the flock, strengthening the flock, and from a scholastic standpoint, teaching the flock, because truly faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And finally, as I close, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 4, when the chief shepherd shall appear. I often thought, have no desire, if you will, to be a shepherd, but I often thought if I did, this idea of understanding that there is a chief shepherd, and when he appears, you can just stop the passage right there. The fact that we have a position in this world, a work in this world that mimics, that is a shadow of Jesus Christ's work is phenomenal. Under shepherds, look forward to the chief shepherd. And when we think about this, brethren, these men are going to be involved in the idea of the work of Christ at a level that many of us will never, ever see. Shepherding, caring for the sheep of God. And so our role then is to submit ourselves to these men that watch out for our souls, that we together might make sure that soul is secure, that this body is disciplined, so that all of us will be able to stand before the great I Am one day and be with him forevermore. So what does that say to the average person that have not yet named the name of Jesus? The reality of it is that not only is God wanting to save you, but God is wanting to bring you into his family and give you security. God is not just interested in saving you today and losing you tomorrow. He has put things in place. Amen. That to not only to bring you into to the body, but also to secure you once you get into the body, to shepherd your soul. And if you yield yourself to the gospel, you're in a yielding mode. Now yield yourself to the shepherds as they watch out for your souls. The thought is, if you're here tonight and you are sheep wandering around out there on 635 or out on a railroad track someplace, constantly in danger, God says, come into my body, hear the wonderful news, believe it, repent of your sins, confess that great name, yes, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you're immersed into him, allow him to wash all your sins away. When you come into the body, not only are you secure in the body, but God has put in the body those things, those works, those offices will help you to walk all the way to heaven. If you're subject to heaven's invitation tonight, in any way, won't you please come, we're together stand and sing the song invitation.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. And would you or evil a victory
God bless you.
Win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
And there is power.
Power in the precious blood of
I know this is probably a record for Brother Myers to speak so quickly. We have other things going on, so it can be done. Don't get used to it, okay? But I hope the message tonight, as short and sweet as it was, to see the idea of how not only the shepherds work, but are being blessed by their work. I think shepherds, the goal should be, you should have in your best friend app on your phone a couple of shepherds dangling around in there. They really watch for our souls. They're assigned by God, the chief shepherd, to watch over our souls. We are blessed. We're so blessed. Many maybe have never worked with shepherds or been in a congregation with shepherds. If you're here tonight, you're blessed. Because not only we have five wonderful shepherds, but now we're looking at God to give us additional shepherds. We are really, really blessed by God tonight. Thank you for your attentiveness. May God bless you as we together walk down this road toward heaven. May God help us in our walk. God bless.